the tree still.
Bruce?
Okay. Do you need to turn this off?
Yeah, turn it off, yeah.
If it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last night we had a...
freeze.
What if it's not as hard as that?
Froze.
And if there was just a thin coating of ice on the lake, you say last night the lake...
froze.
Would you say anything else if it was just a real thin ice? Would you have a special? And you'd say, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go, what, someone else?
Ask someone else.
And you say, so then I went and...
ask.
And you say, you're the second person who's...
ask.
And you'd say, this part of my head is called my...
forehead.
And this is my...
hair.
Now the man, hair here would be a...
whiskers.
Or he'd be growing a...
beard.
And this is my...
ear.
Which one?
Right, my left ear.
Okay, and the other one is the...
right ear.
And this whole thing is the...
mouth.
And...
this is the neck.
And this part.
Throat.
Huh?
Throat.
Any slang name for throat?
That is unknown.
Do you ever hear goozle?
Yeah, I heard it.
How would you hear that used?
I don't know. That's been so long.
These are the
teeth
and one
tooth,
and the flesh around your teeth is your
gums,
and this is one
hand,
two
hands,
and this is the
palm.
Do you ever hear it called a pan?
No.
And this is one
fist,
two
fist,
and a place where the bones come together,
joints,
and on a man this is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulder.
And this is your
knee, your legs.
And one
foot,
two
feet.
And if I get down in this position, you say I
kneeling.
Or not on your knees. Just say a child wanted to hide from you, might go behind the couch and
squat.
Anything else you say besides squat?
Stoop.
What's the difference?
No.
Did you ever hear a name for the back part of your thigh?
Calf.
Okay, or the upper?
Calf.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say haunches or hunkers?
They say haunches.
What's the haunches?
I don't know. I've just heard.
And this sensitive bone here, just under your
shin.
Huh?
Shin.
Okay. And if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
feeble.
Anything else you'd say?
Weak.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
husky.
What else could you say?
Strong.
Did you ever use the word stout?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Big and stout.
How stout different from husky?
No difference. In that case, you'd be using them in the same context.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
That would sound funny. Someone who's always smiling then loses his temper, you'd say he's
friendly.
And someone like a teenage boy, just all arms and legs.